So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited Rav Nachman's ruling. We are not concerned that people will disparage Beis Din for reversing their ruling. The Gemara now cites a Mishnah in his support. We do not confirm one status as a Kohen based on the testimony of a single witness. This is only where two witnesses challenge his status. However, where there are no two witnesses challenging his status, we do confirm a Kohen based on testimony of one witness. A third opinion, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Askan, Malin Lekuhuna Peirechad, we do confirm a Kohen based on testimony of one witness. Although Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel seem to agree, the Gemara explains that there's actually a machlokes in the following case. Kugoin de machzekinan le ba'avua dahai de Kohen hu. This person's father was known to be a kosher Kohen. However, Nafik allowed Kala de ben Gerusha ben Chalutzahu ba'achsinei. A rumor spread that his mother was previously divorced, rendering him a chalul, and so he was disqualified. Subsequently, a single witness confirmed his kosher status, and he was reinstated. However, two witnesses then confirmed the rumor, and he was again disqualified. Subsequently, another witness testified that he was a kosher kohen. There are now two sets of contradictory witnesses, and so he should regain his former assumed kosher status. However, the Gemara first interprets the machlokes as follows. Rabbi Elazar savar, kiven da'achsinei lo maskinen le'cheshin le'zilusa de beidina. We no longer reinstate him because we're concerned with the disgrace of Beis Din. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel savar, anan achsinei v'anan maskinen le'zilusa de beidina le'cheshinan. We do reinstate him because we're not concerned with the disgrace of Beis Din. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because my ear yichad the fellow betray nami. The Braiser could have presented a much simpler case. Both witnesses testified that he was a kosher kohen after he was already disqualified by the first two witnesses, and the machlekes is whether we reinstate him or not because of chashinan lezelusa de beidina. Therefore, Avashi says, "De kuli alma loy chashinan lezelusa de beidina." All agree that we're not concerned for zelusa de beidina. And these are the Ashli Ravar we mentioned earlier upon whom Rav Nachman relied. And the Machlekes Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Gamliel must be interpreted differently. V'hacha b'letzarf edus kamifliki. They disagree about combining witnesses as per the following braisa. The Tanakhama says, Ein edusin miskayemes bevezdin achi edus shneim keachat. Witnesses are only accepted as a pair if they testify together. Rav Nasan aymer shemin devarv shalzeh hayoyim. V'lekashiyav v'chaveir l'machar shemin devarv. We can accept one witness's testimony today and the other witness's testimony tomorrow. Accordingly, Rabbi Elazar savar k'tanei kama, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel savar k'Reb Nosson. Rabbi Elazar holds we cannot combine two testimonies. Therefore, we cannot accept the second individual witness to reinstate this kohen, while Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that we can accept him. The Gemara cites several cases of disputes involving unacceptable documents. Ahuda amal al-chavrei, my boy is a Baha'i Arab. If the previous owner of a property asked the current occupant to explain his presence, and he said, Minach zavinta v'hashtara, I purchased it from you, and here is the document. And the owner replied, Shteyar zayafahu, this document is a shtara mana, a document that a seller entrusts to a buyer in anticipation of a sale, but the sale never actually took place. Gachin lachash le'l'rabba in shtara zayafahu. The occupant then whispered to Rabba, the document is indeed invalid. However, shtar ma'al yahavali ve'irkes ve'amina inkit hay biyodoi koldehu. I had a valid document, but lost it, and I thought to use this one instead. Rabba ruled ma'al l'shaker, ibaya amar le'shtar ma'al yahu. He could have lied and maintained that the document was valid, and he would have successfully kept the property. Clearly, he's not lying, and he truly purchased the property. However, Rabbi Yisuf argued, amai samacht, ahay shtara, hay shtara chaspa ba'amahu. His sole support is from this worthless document, as the Rashbam explains, Haidois Baldin Kimei Eidim, Vidami Lamala Lashaka Bimakam Eidim. His admission that the document is worthless has the credibility of witnesses, and one cannot use a migui to contradict witnesses. A similar incident regarding a loan. Ahuda Amal Chavri Havli Mei Azuzi de Mesiknabach Vahashtara. The Malva said to the Leva, give me the 100 zuz you owe me, as evidenced by this document. The Leva replied, Shtar is the Yafahu, this document is a Shtar Amana, and the loan never took place. Gachan lochesh le'l'rabba in Shtayar is the Yafah, miu Shtar ma'al yahavali ve'irkis. The Malva then admitted to this, but claimed to have lost a valid document. Here too, Rabba ruled, Mali l'shaker. Iboy omal ishtar ma'al yehu. He's believed, since he could have claimed that this is a valid document. While Rav Yosef maintained, Amai ka samacht, a haishtara, haishtara chasba ba'al mahu. He cannot base his claim on a worthless document. The Gemara had a suffix of how to decide, and therefore rules, Hilchas HaKavasei, the Rabba ba'ara, heche de kaima ara tekem. The halacha follows Rabba regarding real property, and the property remains with the buyer since it is currently in his possession. And Hilchas HaKavasei, the Rav Yosef, mezuzi, heche de kaima mezuzi, look me. The halacha follows Rav Yosef regarding money, and the money remains with the defendant since it is currently in his possession. The Gemara presents a case where this ruling was rendered. Hahu arva de amale laloiba havli mea zuzi de parati lamalva ilavach vahashtara. A guarantor demanded from the borrower, repay me the 100 zuz that I paid the creditor on your behalf, as evidenced by this document. The laver replied, lav praticha, haven't I already repaid you? The arv then claimed, lav hadrashak lesina minoi, didn't you then take the money back? Abaya ruled according to the earlier distinction. The halacha follows Rav Yosef regarding money, and the guarantor cannot use the worthless document. Therefore, the money remains with the defendant, in this case, the leiva, since it is currently in his possession. However, the Gemara adds, Hani mila do amale hadris oizvesinu minoi. This is only if he says that he took the money back as a loan. Therefore, the document is essentially worthless because the original obligation was paid. However, if the guarantor says, Hadrasinu nahalach, machmez dahavisha yofim besumki, akati isla shibudi dishtara. I returned the money to you because the currency was not usable. The document is still valid since the borrower never repaid his original obligation and he must pay the guarantor.